Simon Reish Tezayin Halacha Yud Beis, page 261. Mevarchan al Hamugmar Perish Besamim Shemi Simon al Hagecholim Riach Bahem. So this was they light a fog on the coals and they spread some spices and it would create a smell. So Kishiyalek Mishiyalek Kitor Ashano Kodim Shagiyalo Hareach. Right, you're supposed to make the bracha over last year. So when they sprinkle the stuff on the thing, so when do you make it? You try to make it before you smell, but it's going to waft into your nose pretty quickly. So he says, don't make it before the smoke comes up. But once the smoke comes up, even though it hasn't spread out, then the odor hasn't dissipated to the room, you can make the bracha at that point. Confused though.
No, I'm just trying to picture it.
Okay. Mem Vav.
What? I don't know if you
remember
the last words of
Avalei Rav Kodesh. Yes. Avalei Rav Kodesh. Yes, we did. Okay, so he says in Mem Vav, L'Riach Vam Lafuke Ma'ashim Bishvil Levat La'Sirchon Eim Evarchan Alav Klal. If you're only lighting the incense because it smells, V'Avshin Nenna Ma'habasam Ma'od, even if you're having a lot of pleasure, right, from the smell. Nonetheless, that's not a smellable event. So mem zayin kodim shagia tibin lechatchil or belasiyasin. Right, you should really do it before you're going to smell it. So if you're picking up an apple to smell, right, you pick up the apple before you smell it, you make the bracha, right? So same here, you should make the bracha before you actually smell it, but he says, if you make the bracha as you're smelling it already, I mean, you've already got the smell. So that's also will work.
I had a question 2 days ago.
Yeah, about the smell that comes. So
before you smell something, I said, is it too late to say the bracha?
Right,
said,
it's not too late, but the question is, when's the best time to make the bracha? So if you're walking into, as we say, walking into a perfume store, a flower store, whatever, a spice store, right? Okay, so we'll see with those cases in the next siman. But, you know, sometimes you can't control the fact that you've already smelled something. Then it just becomes a question of when do you, you can still make the bracha. But if you can control the situation and you can make the bracha before you actually smell the item, that is obviously better.
And also, this is the Darash Yesh by Mamashas, because it's burning up, right? So technically it's not here.
Right.
So, but the smell came because while it was still here?
Yeah, do we care that it's a reach shein bo iker?
Right. Because in theory, the smell is coming while it was here.
Right.
And afterwards, it gets burnt up.
Right. Yeah. Okay, we'll see if he talks about that, because this is different than some other cases of reach shein bo iker, because that's just remnant. This is like the iker smell as it's happening. Right, even though it has no... the case we said, the Reach Shein Bo Iker, is if you had apples inside your pot, and now the pot smells like apples, so that's, you're smelling the pot, and it has an apple smell, but it's a Reach Shein Lo Iker, the apples are gone. But here, the whole smell is this thing, and it's sort of here and gone, you know, I guess simultaneously, but... Okay, so he says, we'll see if he talks about that. Aval Lo... The samach lasiyasan akapon bein should be done before you actually smell, and not too early. Below shetia mur chekes habracha mehana. Right, it shouldn't be the bracha from the smelling should not be too distant. The eved yas kosh lehivsik bein time klubs and reishvav sifhei ayin sham. But like any bracha, right, an interruption between the bracha and the action, right, is nam akib b'dievet. So if I pick up an apple to eat, and I make a bar for eights, and I happen to wait 20 seconds before I actually eat the apple, not ideal, but I am yotze still, right, unless I talked, right? So same here, so if I made the bracha too early, and I smell it 20 seconds later, so okay, so it is what it is. Okay, let's go back to 261, to the Ralachas there. Mishiyala Kitor Ashanu. Right, when it smokes up. Dad, the Mukhma Rashi Vitosis, I feel Nisrful of some of the Gamri. Right, so this is Dobie's question. Right, even if the Besam are totally burnt up, Gamkein Zarach Lavarach Halav Afal Gav the Hashem Klav, there's nothing here. the local Hikzasma Basom Kaim Bishaz Bracha, right? Meaning maybe you could argue and say that, yeah, you need to see at least one cinnamon flake sitting on the coals. The answer is you don't. This is not a reich that has no ikr. The reich is coming from the cinnamon stick, so whatever is being burnt up. Right, these things, when you burn them, they smell. Right, so we don't worry about this being an ein lo ikr, because again, he started off saying that, you know, that they said that you don't need to have anything left, which is mashma that somebody must hold that you need to have some of the ikr left. Okay. B'chasavti kol zeh lahotzi midivrei hara'ah b'hilchosa. Right. So, you know, usually when he does this, is it's like, you know, 10 lines longer, right, giving more and more rayas. But he says, I'm telling you, this is the case because of the ra'ah, right? Shlataitim b'varcham kein ikr kaimadan. You have to have the ikr. This is Dovi's question. Right? Do we view this the same as a smell that's absorbed in something, but the actual item providing smell is gone? Well, this is a little bit different because it's supposed to be gone, and this is how you smell it. Then it came from the original. You know, when I smell the pot, I'm smelling the pot. I'm smelling apples now. I'm not smelling. There's no apples there. Here, I'm smelling is the byproduct. Direct byproduct of the wood or the spice. So the Ra'ah says, nope, it's a problem of ein ikr, there's no ikr. Right, Shadayatim Bavarach Helen came ikr kaim adayin, Dach Shikr Kala Ba'ishim Bavarach Dabarashin Likr, Mepharish Kula Sug Bidarach Zeh. Nechum Nim Shachach Rabal Shita Mekubetz, Ve'enu Kein Lechal Apoiskim Hanal, so therefore that's why he tells you that these are all these Shitas. Now again, it's interesting. Because all he's really telling you, right, he gives you Rashi Tosis, he gives you the Rambam, he gives you the Orza Ruah, Shultiki Bayram, right, and the Taz, right, is your Achron Posek. But here he's giving you the Ra'ah and the Shita Mekubetzes. So, okay, 2 against 5? Okay, so, but he really does not think that the Ra'ah Shita is correct. Okay, Kodem Shigil Ra'ah, before it actually gets to you. The Avshain Topas Amugim Real, you're not holding it. Lo Mikri Kodim to Kodim. Well, that was some Kodim. We've already said that in order to make a bracha on something, ideally it should be in your hand, right? It shouldn't be that first you have to go ahead and you make the bracha and then you pick it up and then you eat it, right? Because that's, you know, too far removed from the bracha, right? We want it to be in your hands. As soon as you make the bracha, you go ahead and eat it. So here, the Mugmer, you're making the bracha, you're not holding it in your hand. Right, I'm not lacking anything. By the case of the bread, I need to pick it up. You're not going to go to your table and bend down and start eating the food off the table with your mouth. Right, you're going to pick it up and eat it, so you're lacking that step here. Right, I don't need to hold the smelling thing in order to smell it. Right, if this thing was done properly, and I should be able to smell it just by, you know, smelling. So therefore, we're not not makbar at all. You have to be actually holding it.
Wait, the salmon and hadal, did you say we were supposed to hold it?
What?
We talk about hadal.
We do, yes. You are supposed to hold that besamim because the mitzvah is on that besamim. And on top of that, those besamim, I'm not going to smell if they're on the table usually.
No, but you have to pick, usually someone else picks it up. Says, my daughter, you know, passes it around.
No. When you make havdalah,
yeah,
right, when you say the bracha on the besamim, what are you doing at that point?
I mean, I don't have my daughter's usually holding that besamim.
Okay, you should be holding them. You should transfer. You're righty or lefty?
I'm a righty.
You should be transferring the coast to your left hand,
yeah.
And you should be holding the besamim in your right hand when you make the bracha bar besamim. Not your daughter.
Yeah. Unless the candle.
The candle.
You have to hold the candle too.
She can hold the candle.
You're not supposed to hold a candle too?
No, you just, no. But when you make havdalas, what you do is you are putting your, you put the kos in your left hand, you hold the besamim in the right,
right,
and you put the besamim down, or you pass it to your daughter. Right. Then when you do the candle, right, your right hand is still free to do the hand motions. Right, it's always cute watching little kids doing that. So, it's even cuter to watch the big people doing that. no idea what they're doing. But yeah, so it should not be, it should be held by you in your right hand.
At the time, I should be switching the kosem, which is in my right hand, to my left hand.
Right.
Grabbing the basim and then saying, and then passing around.
Right. Now, the reason that, that you have to hold that is because you're not smelling the basamim without holding it. You're going to have to pick it up to smell it. Unlike this mugmer that as soon as you light it, everybody in this room is going to be able to start smelling it. Right? So you don't need to pick it up to smell it. Your basamim, I assume, is not so strong.
What if you could attach, here's the, what if you could attach basamim to your coast? The Danny question. Okay? Think about what an invention it would be. Then you wouldn't have to do that.
It'd be pretty hard to get your
You'd have
to sitting there trying to get that to your full cup.
No, you'd have to switch hands. You're holding the coast with the attachment, then you gotta hold the attachment.
No, I'm saying it's like
oh, it's a compartment of the coast?
Right. It's like magnetically onto the coast. So then you're like trying to like bend down, trying to, as you're trying to hold this thing.
Okay, let Danny develop it and we'll paskin on it.
What if you with Mugmar was summon? You couldn't use Mugmar for the summon.
You could.
So you put that in your candle.
What's Mugmar?
The stuff that you're...
Taurus, whatever.
Right. It's this stuff that you just pour on top of the coals.
You light a campfire.
Incense.
Yeah. I guess you could do that.
With the coast.
I guess you could do that, but... doesn't seem to be the common tradition.
You need the two wicks; they'd be complicated.
Okay.
So I'm just guessing: if you extinguish the fire, and the room would still have the smell, would you be able to make the bracha on the room when it has the aroma?
I think it shouldn't be any different.
Even though you extinguish the fire and it's not actively smoking up.
Right. The smell is already there.
Right. The smell is stagnant in the room.
The smell shouldn't. It shouldn't make it. The smell doesn't change. Necessarily just because the fire's still going. It just creates more smell.
Okay.
262. Yud Gimel HaMugmar. That's the Mugmar again. Imu Shalates. So if it is a wood product, Levarach Bari Atze V'samim, Im Shal Esev. If it's a grass product, Bari Isve V'samim, Im Shal Sharminim, Bari Mine V'samim. Okay. Let's see if he says why this should be any difference, right? Because he said, let's say you mix with oil. So again, we said the same deal. You mix wood product with oil, it's atzei. If you mix grass product, it's isvei. Okay, so he says in Memtes, bari atzei v'som, v'lo nishtan l'brechaso af al pi shen nisra v'idei ha-gimur, ein sreifos nikra mechala oso. Right? It's not considered that the bracha is... should change even though it is burnt.
Hagimur? What's that?
Well, it's Mugmar, right? Oh, so the incense part, right? So even though the incense is being burnt, that's not considered destroying it. Adrab Hugarm Shatala Tmiraso Varecho Nodef. Right? So it's considered that the whatever the smell should go more. Now, that could raise Toby's question if the fire is out, so now it's not producing anymore, but I don't think that should change what's already out there.
Well, I would have thought maybe you have to be there when it's burning, and then, okay, it's not there anymore.
Well, no, but he's just saying that, look, so you take, let's say, a fruit, right, a carrot, and you pulverize it, right, what brought it to become?
It's totally pulverized.
Yeah, you take a carrot, it'd be a shackle, right? Carrot juice, and it's right, totally pulverized, right? So you might think that maybe Mugmar also, I mean, you, at a certain point, you know, things totally destroyed and consumed, maybe it loses its status of Eitz or Esev or whatever, and it should just be a blur, maybe some.
The odor.
Right? Because now the substance is gone, that it retains its original bracha, because this is the form in which it's supposed to be... smelled. Now he finally tells us about this bracha here, how to pronounce it. Bari isve besamim. He says ayin bechirik, right? Isve, v'ashin b'shva, and the shin is with a shva, v'abez refuya. Right? He quotes from Gemara. Ayin shem shmei v'odas acheres baze. Right? The is it's and because it is. Because it is a vase following the right following the sin, that means it's got a dagesh in there, and therefore becomes isave. Now, right, and if you look at the guy,
the
sin gets a dagesh, or the fact that by virtue of the fact that he says the vase is soft, we know that the sin has to be a right.
It would be
Isbe
versus
Isave. It would be Isbe, right? That's the whole discussion with the word Eschem. Why is the word not Eschem? So you pronounce it as a Shva Noch, so it should be Eschem, right? So that's the whole discussion about this that special Shva that appears by Eschem, right? Same Shva that appears by, Ukshartam, right? Why is it an Ukshartam, not Ukishartam? But, okay, it's a separate discussion. But if you look inside that Prima Gadam, it's over there. He quotes the Baal HaDikta HaGadol of Zalman Hena. Okay, so what's always interesting is Rav Zalman Hena was, you know, buried in a steep machlokas with Rav, with Rav Yaakov Emden, right? Rav Zalman Hena has his very own shitas on Dikduk, and he wrote his own sitter, and that's changed a lot in the schos that we have, right? Yaakov Emden, to fight it, wrote his own sitter, right? To change stuff back. Some stuff got changed back. Some stuff didn't get changed back, right? So there's a lot of things in davening that are byproducts of Zalman Hena. Some people held of him. A lot of people did not hold of him, or argued on him. The girl argued on him, right? But Lamaisa, that's who Prima Gadam quotes him all the time. And the reality is that, we follow him if the Mishnah Berurah brings it down. Because even though doesn't bring down his source, he just brings down the Prima Gadam, right? But Lamaisa, it becomes, good gospel by virtue of the fact that the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, and he quotes the Prima Gadam. So, but anyway, the Prima Gadam does quote him all the time as the Baal HaDikta HaGadol. Okay, Yedalit. Hameriach be'esrog shel mitzvah mevarchla, right? Everybody's been waiting for this, right? You smell the esrog shel mitzvah, so you make a bracha. B'yeshom shein mevarch, so you don't make a bracha. L'kach nochash shel ariach was therefore one should avoid smelling his esrog on sukkahs. Hagoy yeshom di meriach be'pas cham yesh levarch shenos on ariach to be'pas. Right? Does hot bread, right? We talked about, when you're selling the house, you go put on some bread in the oven, right? David said apple pie, right? So, but it smells, but as we said before, well, how long does that smell last? You go home, take out of the freezer, even let it thaw out, right? Where'd that smell go, right? Long gone. Right, so that's the subject of machlokas here. Okay, let's go.
Why does it warn its own bracha?
So the answer probably is because it's pas.
Yeah. Okay.
Right, because it's pas gets its own bracha from motzi. Maybe she gets its own bracha here. Okay, let's go nun half. Amiriach be'esrog. Ain't a kavanah shenot lubiyot lotzayis ve'agav orach hehelo reach. Right, that's not, again, the case is not talking about you picked it up to go shake your lulav in the morning and then you decide to smell it. Right, the bezel kolam levarach, there's no bracha on that, right, because its ikar purpose is not for smell then, the ikar purpose is for the mitzvah. L'chilel v'sebeis. Even the amos kavan levarach, you didn't pick it up. We said before that a food product has to, if you want to smell it and make a bracha on smell, you have to pick it up for only smell or pick it up for achila and smelling, right? If you stop and pick it up for something else, the smell does not get a bracha. Kivin demis kavan l'riach, el ha'arikon shenot l'tzayis l'riach. You want to do both. You picked up your esrog to be yotzei the mitzvah and to smell it. Dechi ha'gavna, paskin l'tzayis l'bracha l'chila l'riach. We said before that you'd make a bracha on the eating and the smell. The question is which order. So b'dei rishon, du'odim b'zed l'bracha l'tzayis l'esrog v'al ha'riach. Right? So you're going to make a bracha on the esrog, right? Al l'tzayis l'ulav or esrog, whatever. It's interesting, right? He says the Mevarach al Natilas HaEsrog, right? which I don't think he's coming to tell you that you just picked up yesterday by itself, but we'll see later on when we get to Sukkah. You could technically be Yotzei by picking up each of the Arminim separately. Right? We don't do that generally, but you could technically be Yotzei that way. And therefore, he could really be referring to Netilas HaEsrog. Right? You picked up the Esrog as, one of, the four pickups, right? And you also wanted to smell.
And you make a separate brach on each one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what Rashi says over there in Sukkah. Okay, Lekach V'yeshom Shein Varch, the Lav L'Rechvid is not meant to be smelled. And he says, Kimishu Shal Mitzvah, you're supposed to use it for a mitzvah. Right? Huksa, right? It's not Huksa L'Mitzvah, so, right? Because we'll see later on that you're allowed to smell it. Right? Because the Iker purpose of the Esrog is not to smell. The Iker use outside of the mitzvah is for eating. Right? It's a citrus fruit. Right? People don't buy, citrus fruit to smell. They buy it to, you use it as citrus fruit to eat it, make jelly out of it, squeeze it into tea or whatever. Right? So therefore, since it's Letzarech Mitzvah, so therefore, that's why you picked it up, and therefore no bracha. Because the Magen Rabbi Shem Rashal, the Daf Mishas, the Tilos, the Mitzvah, is only when you're picking up to the Mitzvah. But if it's not during the time of the mitzvah, because remember we said it's not a problem to actually smell it, right? So just a question of when you're picking it up for the wrong reason, right? Not to smell, so therefore pick it up at a different time for smell. We'll see more in the Beralacha. There are those who don't like that either. Nun gimel l'chayin nachon. Therefore, because of machlokas, we say don't smell it. So you don't have an issue with the bracha, because if you do smell it, right, the Siyei Shom says you don't make a bracha. So therefore, we'll tell you to avoid this bracha. So he says, "Vimei riach v'das magen rabbi shlo levarach." And if you do smell it, don't make a bracha. V'chein das agrabi uro, because savik bracha is lakal. Maybe it doesn't require a bracha. Dahamei riach yesh lo levarach. Right. So now we say, if you smell hot bread, k'mo b'shar perish yom l'achil yesh lo riach shemavarach aleim kishnot losim tei riach b'hem. Right. Just like by fruit, and that could be also part of the reason. Just like by fruit, we said you have a fruit that smells nice, you pick it up and you make the bracha. So do bread. Right, so maybe it's a kavah chomer. Fruit gets its own smelling bracha, so then maybe bread should get its own smelling bracha. It's a higher level food product. Nun hev yeshom dein levar chalav, dein ze rei chashiv she roi levar chalav. Right, it's not a chashiv smell. And he says, right, it's interesting. He quotes here the Beis Yosef in Siman Reish. Yud Zayin, Reish Sadi Zayin, so that's in Hilchas Havdalah. Right? And then we have other discussions about smelling bread. You're allowed to smell bread on Pesach. Right? Is that considered a Hanah? But Pesach, the Hanah is even a Mashahu, so therefore maybe more of a problem. Okay, look at Mem Zayin, the Sharatzin. He says, L'fiza posh d'avka shinot l'apask de l'arich. L'vah, you pick up the bread to smell it. B'emis kam l'chol, you're not even planning on eating it. Gam p'ni l'varach, because again, it's not a chash of reach. And then he goes on to say, "I'm not fi bira grub, so for some mash with the afle de achrona, so the past dino caprice yesh lo reach. It's like a fruit. El shatayim kivin she'ein ikra omel lahariach lekachin lebarach. Since it's not meant to be smelled, it's meant to be eaten. Ufizem not lahariach lebatzar lebarach." Right, but if you picked it up, you should make a bracha. So again, it's a machlokas. Nun vav l'kach ein l'hariach bo, and therefore one should not smell it. V'imei riach ein mevarach. If you do smell it, don't make a bracha. Right, it's like, you're walking into the house, you're looking to buy a house, and they got the fresh bread baking. Okay, tell all the people that are with you, don't smell, do whatever you can to avoid that smell. Right. First of all, we don't want it to influence our purchase, potential. And second of all, you gotta have a fairish Ramah that says you should avoid the smell.
Pass out masks.
What?
Pass out some masks.
Okay. Okay. Let's go. Bir ha-lacha. Ha-me-riach be-esrog, v'yashom shem v'arach. Right? If you smell the esrog, why are you doing the mitzvah? Do you make a bracha? So he says, I am Mishmarash Kasab Hashem Magan Rav Hashem Marashal V'chein Kaz V'gon Rav Mordechai Benet V'yur Lo Mordechai Ava Eli Rav And Arashal Mishim In Tav Reish Nen Gimel Mar Mordechai Mati Hu Dechok And Alav Lidu L'day Abbeis Kol Yimei HaChag Ein Levar Charecho. According to the second opinion, right? Because we said before, right? He's quoting here, right? That you can go ahead and smell it before you do the mitzvah, after you do the mitzvah. That's what we quoted the Marashal as saying, right? And that's how he starts off here. But the Eli Rav and Arashalom say that according to the opinion that you're not supposed to smell it, call you me'achag in the Baruch Rech, the whole yontif. Be'im b'shash no l'mitzvah v'in shakoyim, the whole yontif, whether it's the time of the mitzvah or not. Mishum dehuk to the mitzvah, so v'in omen l'ariach. Right, once you're hooked to the mitzvah, so it's not meant to be smelled. V'chim ma'ash m'levush. Now, we said that's a problem because we said an esrog is a Hooks of the mitzvah so only applies to the thing that it is its most common usage. Hadas is only meant for smell, so yeah, that would exclude that. But the ikur here is eating. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Onam l'anias daiti adavar tmuah achar ki b'shas then refers to esrog mutl arichba." It says you're allowed to smell an esrog. Shelo iktzol me'achila. It's only hooks of the mitzvah so which refrains you from eating it. Shomim be'ikar l'kach avam arich lo akatze, not from smelling. And therefore you could smell. Since you're allowed to smell it, so fine, it's not while you're doing the mitzvah, so why can't you make a bracha? So bishlom b'shah shalokul mitzvah, if you're picking up for the mitzvah, shalom b'tamis v'arashniya, since you're picking it up, because you have to pick it up to do the mitzvah, so it's clearly not meant to be smelled, right? Because this is that mitzvah is going to override. Even if you have intention to smell it, because the mitzvah is going to totally take up the, you know, the whole purpose of you holding it. If you pick it up to eat it and to smell, we said that works because it's all reshus. You can pick it up, do whatever you want with. But when you're picking up, do the mitzvah. You have to do the mitzvah. And we're not interested in you saying, well, I want to smell it. And he says, right, look, Kishilaku Achal Hariach, Man may be shikli kots bishul achila, the Hariach pomemela. Lo ipkot the ikr bishul hariach. When you pick it up to eat and to smell, who says the eating is the ikr? Maybe the smelling is the ikr, right? They're both bishus. Oevs bishus stand us, bishavah, maybe they're equal. No one's going to say that, oh, I don't know, did I really pick it up to do the mitzvah or did I pick it up to smell? Or am I doing it for both? Right? The answer is you're doing it for the mitzvah. If you get the smell, it's like a bonus. But and he says, right, so the hana of smelling is definitely secondary when it comes to the esrog of mitzvah. But if you're not doing the mitzvah, so who says that I can't make a bracha? He says, and if you want to say that the ikr is not, it's the reason you have in your house is to, for the mitzvah, right? Right, it's only meant for eating on the rest of the year. But if you pick it up, you have to make the bracha. Right, but here you're not doing the mitzvah, so maybe you should, you know, if you pick it up to smell, it should work. So if you ask me, I'm both and said to me, right, it's not meant to be, that's not as vigorous to be smelling. Maybe you should make those particular brachas. And he says, you shouldn't make any bracha. If the rest is sukkahs, you're not picking up for the mitzvah, right? You bring it home. You can go smell it, make a bracha. One should avoid it the whole holiday. Let's say your hands smell like very estrogy. You don't make a bracha. Right, that's a reach shein lo ikar. You're smelling whatever it put on your hands, but the estrog is long gone. So again, it sounds like from here that one should totally avoid smelling his estrog the entire sukkahs. Okay, stop here.